Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 9th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the one-year anniversary of the disappearance of journalist cum human rights activist Itai Dzamara.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the disappearance of human rights activist Itai Dzamara 1 year on.
Hundreds of people in Harare today protest over the abduction and disappearance of journalist cum human rights activist Itai Dzamara. Protesters, including opposition leader Moken Tsvangirai, demanded that state security agents who allegedly abducted Dzamara in Harare must release him.
On March 9th last year, Dzamara was bundled into an unmarked car while coming out of a barbershop, and he has not been seen since. Dzamara led a sit-in protest he called Occupy Africa Unity Square with a handful of followers in October 2014. He sat in the square in front of the parliament building, often blowing a whistle and holding up a placard stating Mugabe must go. The US government, the EU, and human rights organizations have all urged Harare to investigate the disappearance of Itai Dzamara. But to date, Harare says there are no leads.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, kune au vachangoti bata nasi, tiroda kutaura nezve kutsakatika kwa Itai Dzamara uya akapambwa kumba kwake muHarare muna gore rapera nasi asvitsa gore apambwa. But of course, Gibbs, we are also taking this opportunity to remember another human rights activist who was also abducted. Let's not forget Patrick Nabanyama. He was also abducted in Nketa in Bulawayo 16 years ago in 2000 on the 19th of June by alleged state security agents and also some war veterans. He has never been found since, and the wife had to petition the courts so that she could be given a death certificate and also to give her the opportunity to continue with the private investigations, because she also felt that nothing was being done by the state to find his husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget also Paul Tshizuze, who was a paralegal worker at Amani Trust, who actually disappeared in 2010. And some other people who disappeared before then. Mm-hmm. So people can actually call in and talk about this issue in a holistic manner. Mm-hmm. So if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Itai Dzamara we Occupy Africa Unity Square engabonakali. Kuyacatshangelwa ukuthi uDzamara wathunjwa ngabantu baka government. Kodwa ke uhulumende la uyazama ukukhuluma sithi lathi siyamdinga ke uMnumzana uDzamara. So ke lamhla abantu besithi ngcono atholakale, bafuna ukwazi ukuthi uyaphila kumbe swapupa. Ikuzo buya ke banenga abantu abachachayo eZimbabwe. Siyawazi kusukela ngo 1980 banenga kakhulu ngesikhathi sekukhula wondi. Kuzo buya ke ngesikhathi esoketo lwa 2008. Bakhona abachayayo abanye bachacha njalo nje. Ye kulo Paul Jizuze kwelo Patrick Namanyana. Abangatholakala ukuthi bangapi lokho bachacha ngesikhathi leso abazi ukuthi bangapi.
And Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is Bishop Anselmo Magaya. Bishop Magaya, good evening.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, Bishop Magaya, Gibbs has been working tirelessly to push authorities to actually try and find where Zamara is. He's doing a sterling job.
Yes. Bishop Magaya, tell us, how did the event go today in terms of the street march?
We had a very, very resoundingly successful march where lots of people from all over, across political divides, civil society, church leaders converged at the Africa Unit Square, where we started off praying and then began to march and then came back to Africa Unit Square. It was so powerful, so inspirational, and people were resolved to make a statement to the powers that be that never, never, ever will people of Zimbabwe fold their hands.
But we understand yesterday there were attempts, especially by the police, to try and bar you from protesting. What were the reasons that they were giving?
Very flimsy reasons, Blessing. They talked about all sorts of things that were very difficult at the end of the day to really establish what their reasons, real reasons were. At some point, they were talking about in that very same day, there will be some people, some organizations that will be doing a march as well. At some point, they will talk about POSA, yet we actually notified them, and there was no POSA that was being violated there. And at the end of the day, we really felt that, they were not ready, and possibly their hands were tied. And my interpretation at the end of the day was that probably they wanted the courts to actually give us a go-ahead so that they would be exonerated before their masters.
Thank you so much, Bishop Magaya. Please do stay on the line. And we're now being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Charles Nyoni, who worked with Itai Zamara. He's a member of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Nyoni, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Nyoni, did you experience any problems today during the march?
During the march, there wasn't any problem. It was all clear and it was straightforward. The court didn't have to go ahead to prosecute our march.
Do you think that you achieved your goals or not? Did you achieve anything?
Yes, we did achieve our goal because we intended to commemorate this day in remembrance of our abducted comrades. And we did carry out the march and went out all the way along the route that we had initially asked for permission to be granted by the police. So, in short, I can just say yes, our goal was achieved and we shall continue achieving the same.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyoni. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the disappearance of Itai Zamara 1 year on. And shortly before Itai disappeared, Gibbs, I had the privilege to talk to him here on Studio 7. It was a Shona interview, and he was talking about why he decided to form this Occupy Africa Unity Square and why he decided to protest, saying that Mr. Mugabe should not continue to lead because he was saying he had failed the people of Zimbabwe. Let's just take a listen. Ragati Mbozwauti, vaiti kudi ne zvavaishuvira vadzamara. Vadzamara makatanga imi chirongwa icho chinonzi Occupy Africa Unity Square gore rapera iri. Mungatiudza kuti muchiri kuenderera mberi here kana kuti zviri kufamba sei?
Tiri kuenderera mberi nechirongwa cheOccupy Africa Unity Square nokuti nyaya hombe inova mongo wechirongwa ichi kana kuti zvakaita kuti tipinde paurongwa uhwu zvichiri zvinhu zvichiri kuda kuti zvigadziriswe. Zvinova izvo nhaurwa yekuti mamiriro ezvinhu munyika yedu yeZimbabwe haasisina kumira zvakanaka, hazvisi kutifadza, hazvisi kutigutsa. Tave kuda Zimbabwe itsva. Taona kuti tasvika pekuti hurumende iripo yava Mugabe nepati neboka ravo reZANU PF yakundikana kuti nyika inge ichifamba negwara rakanaka. Saka isusu takasvika patakaona kuti kusvika zvagadzirika izvozvo urongwa hwokusumuka tichiratidzira, tichinyunyuta, tichikumbira nekudhimanda pachirungu kuti tive neZimbabwe itsva ucharamba uchienderera mberi. Saka tiri kuenderera mberi neurongwa hweOccupy Africa Unity Square.
Saka chamuruda kuti hurumende iite chii chaizvo vadzamara?
Takava pachena kubva pekutanga. Ndicharangaridza kuti nyaya iyi yakatangira apo ndakanyora gwaro kuna vaMugabe gore rakapera musi wa17 October pandakanyora tsamba kuna vaMugabe inonzi pachirungu petition. Iyo ndakarudunura nhaurwa yokuti hurumende yavaMugabe naivo vakundikana kuti zvinhu zvenyika zvifambe mugwara rakanaka. Uye ndikabva ndadura ndikati vana veZimbabwe, ruzhinji rwevana veZimbabwe, chatiri kushuvira nekuda nekukumbiridza ndechekuti vaMugabe vabvume kuti vakundikana. Zvabva ipapo vabvume zvakare kuti hurumende yavo naivo vava kufanira kuchisiya basa rekunzi vatungamiri venyika ino.
In his own words there, that's Itai Dzamara in an interview we did with him here on Studio 7 shortly before he disappeared. And he is making it clear, Gibson, that interview, that he is not happy that there is no democracy at all in Zimbabwe. People are not free, and is saying Mr. Mugabe has failed and he must step down.
Yekunjalo tsibilisi mzwile lapho Dzamara ikhuluma lo blessing ngesikhathi engakathunjwa ngabantu bekhuluma lapho sithi uMongameli Mugabe sehlulekile ngakho kumele ahambe athi umsebenzi uphinde wakhuluma lokuthi ke nxa ugangela umnotho welizwe kungani uguqa ngamadolo njalo umnumzana uMgabe kumele avume ukuthi akuhambe kahle eZimbabwe uphinde wakhuluma njalo blessing ngokuthi wathumeza lokuthi ayi petition ugwalo alulobayo luhambisa khona ngale ke kuMongameli uMgabe. So uthi ke khonapho wayebhalela ukuthi umnumzana uMgabe kumele achiye isikhundla.
Rigaitiende kuvateereri tinavadzikira makadii? Aiwa tiripo, nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa. Tiri kutaura nyaya yekupambwa kwavadzamara avo vasvika gore vasingazikanwa kuti varipi.
Nauyo inotinesei inoziva yeZimbabwe iri nyika iyi isingaiti zvisipasa zvinotishamisa kana tichinziva dzamara vanonzi vari kushayikwa muZimbabwe nokuti tinoziva Zimbabwe muZimbabwe hamuna huwo hwakanyanya kunokurukidza semonde nyika yakaita seSouth Africa inyika hombe zvikurusa zvokuti kana pakaitika monde vanogona kukwanisa kukunza kuibata zvavo. Asi Zimbabwe inyika doko doko ine ndi tinozva mapurisa emuZimbabwe arivo mapurisa anogona kukwanisa kubata nhau saka nhau nokukurumidza achibata nhau nokukurumidza asi pana vadzamara zvinotishamisa kana achinziva dzamara ari kushayikwa ende ari munhu akaita zvokupandwa anonzi ari kushayikwa zvotishamisa zvikuru sei. Patiri panapa nemayuti akati wandei vakabva kuZimbabwe nenhau yekudzingirirwa nguva yemavhoti tiri kushushikanavo zvikurusa panhau yavadzamara tiuda kuti vadzamara vasagowanikwa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vadzikira nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Okay,
tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Dzikira is in South Africa and is saying there are a number of Zimbabweans in exile in South Africa because of the political situation in Zimbabwe. They had to run away. It was not safe for them. But he's saying that the Zimbabwe Republic Police has a reputation of being professional.
Mm-hmm.
But he's shocked that they have not managed to find any lead when it comes to Itai Dzamara. He's saying he's really, really disturbed.
Yes, this is okay. Umnumzano Slobo, Umtlanga Kunagalege, South Africa. Baba Slobo, Unachuranjani?
Yebo, Litwananjani.
I still got Lagunjan Gunapakol.
Hayi izulu kuphelele inayo nje kuvalile namhlanje.
Ye nxa kulezulu kungcono ngoba amanzi abakhona.
Ya abakhona kuyokuphela inhlupheko le yamanzi.
Ye ungathi nike ngodaba lolu oluka Dzamara.
Ya ngodaba lolu ka Dzamara lona ngoba seludidile ngathi ludidile lokuya lokhu lusadida futhi ngokunjalo. Mina into edingibheka mina ngokwami lami nendlela ebembona ngakhona angazi abanye abantu ukuthi bangabona kanjani. Yazi bangakubona ngenye indlela, amikubona ngenye indlela. Ngoba vele into ebuhlungu kakhulu nasemndenini wakhona lapho kwaDzamara wona.
So ke nxa sesikhangela-ke khonoko ukuthi umuntu uyathunjwa acatshe, siyakhumbula ngesikhathi seGugurawund, sikhumbule njalo uPatrick Nabanyana, sikhumbule njalo uPaul Jizuze, abazi ukuthi baya ngaphi. Kambe umuntu uyabonga ukuthiwa nje ucatshile nje.
Lokho yinto esobala nje loba kuwe ngubani eZimbabwe obonayo oyaziwayo. Asonto enhle kakhulu ukuthi umuntu ngapho ngunyamalala nje njengembe ngesifuyo nje. Lapho isifuyo singanyamalala siye sifuna la kumbe kuyazi ukuthi sinyamalele ngandlela bani. Kodwa lokhu kuyethusa nje lamazwe amanye akuzwayo lokhu kuyethusa kakhulu ukuthi kulomuntu onganyamalala kungazi ukuthi kodwa bona abalodlelwane abadlelwane naye uDzamara into abayaziyo mhlophe ukuthi uma ungasika khona kube lokugqugquzela thizeni kuvele ukuthi kumbe abantu abagcina labenayo bona abantu abaphila labo mina angisho ukuthi bengicabangela bona kodwa nayinto abangabakwazi mhlophe ukuthi into insuza isukela kuphi kumbe kukhona owakuphazamisayo kumbe kuphi kwabese kumenza ukuthi anyamalale nje. So kubuhlungu lasebantwaneni bakhe kumbe lasemntwazaneni bakhe njengomuntu osenyamalale kanjalo. Nayo into edingikhalela ukuthi umbe kusizakale umbe umndeni wakhe bebone ukuthi i-government iyabancedisa ngokunye njengohulumeni yabo omanye amibone kumbe abancedisa ngokunye. Ngoba kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi umuntu angaphunga unyamalala nje kungazi ukuthi iyakuphi. Uma ngabe umuntu efile ebonakala isidumbu sakhe kungcono la uyadela ukuthi hayi umuntu ufike. Anye kube kwazi ukuthi umuntu umbe usemazweni kubo-UK kumbe uphi bo-South Africa Botswana uyaphila ubuthunjiwe uvalele ezindlini awukwazi ukuthi ukuphi kumbe kwenzakalani lapho.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke manje ubona nzani kodwa kuyaphetha ngani khonokho kuyaqhubeka kuze kutheni
le nto singahlala indlalo kuze kube naphakade kungaziwa ukuthi lungumuntu ahamba kanjani. Mina ngibona into yindlela yokunyamalala kwakhe vele ngokwamampela amboni ukuthi umuntu ongabuye ebonakale nanxa kungabe ngubuye umuntu ongabuye ebonakale kungaba kuzoba nzima kakhulu ngoba kuzovela okuningi kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke emhlanga ungadinelwa kusasa ba.
Hayi ngibongile lami kakhulu.
Yes, sibongile kakhulu. So according to Mr. Mhlanga, you know, these abductions that happen in Zimbabwe are just totally uncalled for. You know, and he says at the end of the day, a person cannot just disappear like that. You know, he says even your cow can disappear for a while and then it can be found in one way or the other. Maybe you can see the bones and other things. But a person really, according to him, this is very heartbreaking. I mean.
And we have a video, and it will be audio for our radio listeners, of Mr. Tsvangirai speaking at this rally today, or let's better call it a protest today. Let's take a listen.
One of us has disappeared for almost a year. We seem to be afraid. We seem to be afraid to express solidarity with one of us. Itai Dzamara's disappearance represents the unacceptable face of this regime. The unacceptable face of a government that just embarks on abducting people just because they have a different view. Let's put a closure to Itai's case. Let's have the finality.
I think my heart goes out to the Dzamara family because I think sitting with my family after I was released, I recognized the kind of trouble, the pain that they went through. If people are not made to account for their actions, like the state agents who have been protected for all these years, if an opportunity comes, what do you think will happen? They will do it again because they know that the state is going to protect them.
The female voice there is that of Justina Mukoko, who leads the Zimbabwe Peace Project. She was also at one time abducted by state security agents. Gibbs.
Yebo kambeke sizweke lo mnumzana ke uMorgan Tsvangirai lapha nekhuluma isithi lokho kwenzakala kumnumzana uDzamara kuyatshengisa uhulumende weZimbabwe kala nhliziyo enhle nxa sokubuya ebantwini sokuthi vele lokho akumelanga kwenzakale noma kanjani. Uphinde nje wakhuluma lokuthi ngokuthi nxa sokubuya udaba lolu ngcono abantu babekwazi ukuthi kanti kuvele kwini kwenzakala kundoda lo. Nxa esaphila ye kukhona ngaba khona nxa siwabhubha ikoloko. So kodwa abantu bafuna ukwazi ukuthi amaphetulo angkhona acina ngapi. Then kuzobuya ke uJustina Mukoko lapha ke blessing bekhuluma ke ngokuthi abantu abathatha undoda lo nxa ukuthi kule mbobombobo kuhulumende balakho ukuthi baphinde bakwenze futhi njengoba kungela muntu ongababopha ngoba yena wakuwathathwa phela wakwathunjwa kodwa kuzanga ngobotshwe muntu. So uthi lokho kuyahlupha kakhulu. So kanyazani kuyamduba sebeni.
Yeah. Regai timbodzo kire kuna Bishop Magaya. Bishop Magaya muchiripo here parunare.
Yes,
Bishop Magaya musema onere nyu kumboshanda kwamunoitawo nemagweta muchitaura nemapurisa ari kuferefeta nyaya. Mungati vari kuita here zviri kukugutsaiwo kuti vari kutsvaga kuti ivadzamara varipi.
Magweta hongo, magweta chashanda nao chose kwengu wa refu even itaya katia aktua magweta detaide Zimbabwe Legal Aid for Human Rights wa demonstrate chaisha isho kukigira rejizi kwa Zimbabwe muku chirechedwa kwe kodbele kivano and wa akiba kwa kata wani sisa chose munharaunda dzekunotsvaga even parents kuti tiite minamato nemapeaceful protest asi mapurisa bodo mapurisa kuza kuti akundikana and isusu takavataura kuti dai kwakuru kwekuti itaigamara nevamwe havana kushayikwa tingadai tisingaiti magungano iwayo tingada tiite magungano amwe kutopemberawo vanhu vachitongofara. Asi nekuda kwekuti iwo mapurisa vari kukundikana kutadakarawo nemazvo zvinotisiya tisina choice asi kuti tishande pamwe chete nemavictims iwaya. Saka ivo zvinotishungurudza ndezvekuti tinoona vachida kutishungurudza isu nekuda kwezvakanaka zvatiri kuda kuita saka hasi kuona basa ravo vachiita zvinogutsa.
Vanyoni muripo here parunare?
Hongo ndiripo.
Vanyoni muchiri kuenderera here mberi nechirongwa cheOccupy Africa Unit Square kubva zvapambwa vadzamara?
Hongo chirongwa cheOccupy Africa Unit Square chiri kuenderera mberi hachimiri kusvikira zvakatangwa navadzamara zvazadzisika kusvikira hurumende yavamugabe navamugabe vabvuma kusiya basa sezvakataurwa naitai papetition yake yaakanyora yekutanga.
Aiwa tinotenda ramba zvenyu muri parunare Gibbs.
Yes, kurumeke okomanje lo mnumzana mpofu kula ngale ke eZimbabwe. Baba mpofu ungautshona njani?
Yebo tine kunjani.
Hayi mphilile mpofu banjani abantwana?
Hayi kunokonga tirute sibona njamazolo mpijana ngakuhlawayo.
Hayi kungcono nqali kithika izulu kunjalo. Kungane nxa kungaba lamanzi.
Ye,
ungathini ke ngodaba lolu baba mpofu? Ye.
Uyabona.
Yes, ngiyakuzwa mpofu. Ye, ngikulalele.
Ilizwe lolu uyabona ngalikhululekanga leli lizwe. Ngalikhululekanga ngithela nabijana ngoba lokho kufanana nokubusa ngabamhlophe laba abathithwayo. Ngoba awuthi wachacha ngesikhathi sabathiwa la ogine wanga bonela zathuze khona yena lo baba lo uyo usibusayo lapha ongiyo ubantu ngeentambo zombuso lezo okufanayo kakuthintsha ngabe
poke baba mpofu kwenzakala ukuthi
yeqhubeka umkhokho lo umama lo ujustina mkhokho elaye ngakenamvela nje isikhathi laphana unyamalala kwakhe kodwa-ke bhati akuzange kube isikhathi esithe njengalesi kodwa okwalo udamara hhayi sekuzisukutingi ngoba abantu nayeyahlala sebekuzinini akuthi khona kathi ubaba ungathi umenza waphinde futhi bazi kakhulu empila bacinekuthikhonaawuthinti vele safathilani asinababa yimboni yami yona niye ngithi yokuthi khona kona elizeleli abunakukhululeka ngitho lokhu si-anda um usmidi ngazokuthi siyaphinaesiyaekuthi ngaphansi kwakhe kati kungani wona amazwi omhlaba bekubona ukuthi kuyawonakala elizeleli bengabambi ngamandla abangenele igovernment leyo ukuthi khona kona ekwenzayo is not right kubantu bayo
yebaphambiyomthethondaba
ngoba umuntu onayo phelaeliveni
so uthi bangenele njani mpofu
babo
bangenele njani abantu bemazweni bangenzani
kathiyiyo anti bathathe ubuso kibo khona ngati babefisa ngcono phelela okwamanje lokhu sethi kubusa lapha sekuwuthi kunalokhu kwesathi kubusa ngamakhiwa
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
yonke lolu mhlaba wonke the whole world kayikuboni ukuthi khona kona yiza plani kwakhe
siyakuzwa kakhulu mpofu
ngoba umdala uvele usezikhulele laye sebona ukuthi khona kona into ayenzayo lapha kayivele kayisele ncedi ngayimfikisi ngathi kwesi sikhathi anytime angathi yana sengihambile akuyamntu ezavalelisa phezulu ezabuya empithini ubani ozanikwa lelo cala uthema wanyamalalisiigamali
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu empofu baba
yeencane but into enkulu kakhulu ngoba ungabona umsebenzi qwalisa iminyaka uyabe usile into yakho ukuthi khona zomsebenzi iminyaka wonalowo gqeni
ye siyakuzwa
umntu sa enyamalele engaziyo ukuthi ngaphi siyathiwani ngaye
hhayi empofu sibili siwazwila mqotho sibili waphosileyo umuntu omdala ungadina lokusasa uphenduke
bazame ngendlela yokuthi khona kona nje basiphile ngokunye okungasikho khona kwabahlala besiphila khona zonke sesisidinie ngento yamanzi ukuthi khona bayasekuthi khona bayadinga bayadinga njengoba bengabe baze bayesekuthiyana nadingani ukuthi isiyake awufakeli ngazo
ye empofu baba siyabonga kakhulu kothi singenise omunye silo baba osecingweni sibongele kakhulu baba ye ubaba mpofu lapho-ke blessing he was saying that you know maybe some countries need to intervene in Zimbabwe because the situation is not too good.
We tina vasibanda kuBotswana makadiva sibanda
tipo baba makadiva
tiripo tipo pfungwa dzenyu nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa
hapana chinhu chinorwadza kuti munhu anopedza gore musingazivi kwaari vanhu vamwari nyange munhu atadza ake inge anoregerwa inge akadzorwa kuvana vake manje hapana chinhu chinorwadza saichochi icho iwo vamugabe kana vakagara nyange hama yavo yakatsakatika gore rese ropera vasingazivi kwairi vanotoreka sei nekuti hakuna anofarira kuti atsakatikerwe nehama yake usingamuzivi kwairi munhu akatoshayika inge ari nanhu hako oziva kuti hama yangu ndairadzika apa
vasibanda chimbobatai vasibanda tiri kudzoka kwamuri Mr. Nyoni please do stay on the line and Bishop Magaya please do stay on the line for our radio listeners unfortunately it ends here but the good news is we are streaming live and we also post this discussion on our Facebook page and you can go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk we are streaming live this is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.